acting contest, and of course, lunch.
Oh, very good. Yeah, and it's really a whole day of fun because you get started early in the morning, and then by the time it's all said and done and you've played terrible golf, then you
need the drink tickets.
Yeah, you need the drink tickets, and you talk to your buddies and your friends out there, and it's a good time. And tell us what the money goes for, because that's really the cool thing about it.
Okay, that is the best thing about it. Our program supports people that have, at the Presbyterian Manors, that have run out of money.
Right, sure.
And last year we supported 32 residents that needed our help.
Nice. And the thing, too, and I've talked to Presbyterian Manor folks year after year for so long at this point, and I know this, is that that's the thing that's great about Presbyterian Manor. This isn't an organization that's going to move you on if you exhaust your funds.
Correct.
This is part of that, and keeping the residents there and keeping them there throughout their life, even if they've, quote-unquote, run out of money.
Yeah, throughout Ark City Presbyterian Manor's history, they have never asked a resident to leave due to lack of money.
Yeah.
So that's the great thing about our tournament.
And when you think about it, too, if you get into a situation where, you know, you're starting to run low on funds and that would happen, I mean, that could be devastating, especially, you know, when you've been in a community for a long time. So it's nice to be able to do that. And, it's a great golf course, too.
Yeah. And it's a whole day of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Jeff, how's your golf game lately?
It's there.
Are you a putter? Are you a driver? Are you a...
Well, with my golf game, I have to do all of those.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. Just whatever like necessary.
You know, one of the things I realized is because pretty much you play the same courses, right?
Right, of course,
and
right.
You play with the same people, and you hear the same stuff over and over. So to me, the great thing about this tournament is you can go on a Saturday when it won't be busy because it's just a tournament. Right? You
right.
get to play with new people. You get to play a course you normally don't get to play. And you don't have to wait. I mean, right there, that's worth $150, I think. And you get lunch. Where else do you get lunch? Nowhere, unless you're buying it. And you can also buy golf ball drop tickets. The only place in Cowley County that you can do that.
Do we have a hole-in-one offer this year, where if you pay extra money, and if you're on the green, it counts as a hole in one.
Yes.
Do we have that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we have several games on the course.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because let me tell you, when I went a couple of years ago with my brother, when it was at Winfield Country Club, and he's not great. I mean, neither am I, but he's even worse than me. And he just stepped right up there and hit the green on the par three. I'm like,
yes, there's going to be. Yeah, there's numerous.
Did you do that?
We're going to have numerous ones. One of them, my favorite, a par five, because I know we all hit it 300 yards like Jordan Spieth. But,
right.
You know, for others that don't, it's like $20 and you get to hit from the 150 yard marker. So you get to, like, pretend like you're a PGA pro.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's pretty fun.
And then you can go still tell your friends that you did it.
Yeah, and you're still going to take an 8 on a par 5, but you're 150 yards out.
See, he's since been telling people he got a hole-in-one.
Exactly.
Now, he didn't get specific about how he got a hole-in-one, but you don't have to.
Tell him the whole story.
No, just part of the story. Yep. Talking with Jan Pringle and Jeff Wood. They're talking to us about Presbyterian Manor's Good Sam Golf Tournament. It's coming up 30 years, you said, we've been doing this?
Yes. We didn't have it during COVID.
Right.
So we had to, miss it.
Yeah.
Well, but
during COVID,
we
only had the ball drop contest during COVID. That was it, because we couldn't play golf for some
reason. Tell me how this ball drop works.
Okay, we are going to have a new fire truck from the Winfield Fire Department there.
Ooh.
That'll go way up in the air, and they'll drop the golf balls down, and there'll be a pin. If whoever's closest to the pin wins $500.
And who's second? Second wins 400 or 300?
300.
I did not read my
notes. And third is
200.
Yeah, there you go.
For $10.
You like when Jeff takes over for you and he doesn't know what he's talking about?
Yeah, that's welcome to my life. Welcome to my world.
I love that part.
But the great thing, I'm not a gambler at all. And I know a lot of people love gambling. But there are thousands of people that go down to the casino every day, right?
Yes.
And so your chances are like 1 in 1,000. We only sell 400 golf ball tickets. That's at 400. So you have a 1 in 400 chance, which is fantastic. So, and I think that's a great way to
absolutely.
Didn't your wife win a few years ago?
Yes. When I first started here, Steve Ross, who was one of the founders of the whole thing, he got me on the committee. And we had to go sell these golf ball drop tickets. So I went home to sell her a golf ball ticket, and Steve had already sold it to her. Yeah. And she won.
And she won?
Yes. And throughout the last 25 years, I think we've been doing this, I've sold 10 winning tickets. So if you need
really?
A ticket, yeah.
So get
if you
your
need
ticket,
a ticket
from Jeff.
Yeah,
you
got
I guess
it.
So.
He's not getting a commission on this, is he?
So I don't know.
Well, I do sell them for 20.
Oh, that's okay. There we go. There we
take
go.
A little scrape. I see that. What else do we have going on that day? And you get lunch.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's a really full-out deal, and it's a good time, and you can meet the staff from Presbyterian Manor out there as well. It's a good day. I've been out there many times.
I might mention that check-in time is at 7:30 in the clubhouse.
All right, I'm always late for that.
Winfield. Yeah, most
luckily,
times
we
are.
Have it until 9.
Yeah, it goes from 7:30
actually,
to
9. Actually, Jan did remember that. People remember that. They're always like, here comes Farley with 3 minutes to
Where
go.
Where is he? Where is he? There he is. We do the ball drop about 9:15, and then tee off will be at 9:30.
And the great thing about the ball drop is you do not have to be present to win. We will actually call you and tell you how much you won. If
maybe.
You win. If you win.
Yeah.
Fundraising wise, do you have totals from like previous years or what how we usually do with that? I know I've talked to you about that before. Jeff?
Yes, we do. Over the fast, it varies per year. This year they did set a goal for what we're supposed to hopefully make and we'll see what happens. They actually set it up pretty hefty, but as everyone knows, I mean, everything just keeps going up. You know, healthcare is just ridiculously high anymore. Presbyterian Manor, all of the communities, retirement communities, just keep going up. I mean, you're looking at $3,000-$5,000 a month. You know,
yeah,
and
those very expensive,
people,
sure. Yep.
You know, and those people, they do. I mean, you know, they just live meager, not meager, they just live normal lives there at the manor. And, you know, so many, unfortunately, communities, if you don't have the money, you are basically going out to the street. And that's where this Good Samaritan Fund, I think, is just a wonderful, wonderful place. I believe part of it is tax deductible. Mm-hmm. Please don't quote me on that. But, no, I think it is.
And it's such a cheery place, too. I mean, when I've been there before, I've met lots of people that are just, you can tell. That's a positive influence on their life is that community.
Yes, the Presbyterian Manor and the golf course, both of them.
And you're right here in the middle of town, and you know you can make beautiful. Connection with people still. It's good.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, very good. How many people did you help last year? I think that's on your sheet right there. 32?
32 residents last year. And it usually varies between 30 to 40, you know.
So over the years, we've helped hundreds of people stay in their home.
Absolutely. Very good. Give us that information one more time, Jan.
Okay, it's Saturday, May the 2nd at the Winfield Country Club. The registration starts at 7:30. We will tee off at 9:30, and then the ball drop will be about 9:15.
Very good.
Deadline for golfing is April 30th. So
this Friday.
Get your team together. You can give Stacy a call at the Presbyterian Manor, and that is 442-8700. We did a little thing at the manor yesterday, and Jeff was, you know,
they put me on video and they go ad lib. That's not a good thing. And
how did that go?
He told everybody the phone number was 8400. So whoever has 8400,
right?
If you get a call, call Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
8700.
You gave Jeff the opportunity just to freestyle.
3 weeks.
How long was that video? Like 2.5 hours.
We had to cut him off finally.
Do you have a group that's playing in this tournament?
Actually, what I do is we one of the sponsors that I got, they went ahead and, because if you sponsor, there's still that possibility. You can also call Stacy at 442-8700, and she can give you that information. But, yeah, so for certain sponsors, they get a golfer. They're basically paying for a golfer. So this lady, I was a new insurance agent, and so I gave her thousands of dollars, and she supported me in my $150 sponsorship to play in the golf tournament. But usually I just try to fill in because, again, I'm on the committee. We're there to make sure that you have a great time. And so if I don't get to play, I don't get to play. That's okay. But yeah, just a wonderful group of people. Again, we have Jan and myself and Sue Hartman, Mike Mora, Kim Hager, Eric and Kim Beffert. All of them would love to see you out there.
See, 1 year I got thrown on a random team and they were like, oh, you're with the radio station. Are you any good? I'm like, not in the slightest bit.
So. I work 18 hours a day. How am I supposed to be good?
Like, you're going to be looking for my golf balls a lot. So,
well, anyway. That just goes to show you don't have to be a good golfer.
No, come on out and
just
have
come
fun.
Come on and have fun.
And it's always a good day, regardless. Yep. There's a lot of fun to be had out there this year at the Winfield Country Club. And so come on out and get a hold of them at Presbyterian Manor and say, hey, I want to play in that tournament that I heard about.
By this Friday.
On KSOK Radio.
And give we'll us a call. Give us a call.
Friday. Yes.
Jan, Friday. Jeff, thank you very much. Always thank good to you. Have you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be back. 95.9. Bob FM. Keep it right here.